father runs on to the son, leaving him bothered and bewildered. The drugs in his veins only cause him to spit at the face staring back in the mirror. How can he tell the good act from the bad? He can't even remember his name. How can he do what needs to be done when he's a follower and not a leader? Sickness of the mother runs on through the girl, leaving her small and helpless. Liquor flies through her brain with the force of a gun, leaving her running in circles. How can she tell a good act from the bad when she's flat on her back in her room? How can she do what needs to be done when she's a coward and a bleeder?
Late, great Lou Reed there with Endless Cycle off his, my favorite, I know, maybe I'm in the minority, but my favorite Lou Reed album, New York. In the middle there, we had the B-side, Oasis, Listen Up. And we are all here, going to go see Oasis in September. We're going to see them down in Pasadena, the Rose Bowl, can't wait, on the floor. There's eight of us going right now, but there may be a ninth joining us. He was texting me a lot yesterday trying to figure out exactly what day. So I think DJ Sick and Alfie might be joining us at that show if he doesn't get tickets to see them in Chicago. That's his plan anyway. And in the beginning there, we had Bruce Springsteen off his Born in the USA tour in 1984-1985 with Working on a Highway. I love that version. It's fantastic, and it really gets me going. And speaking of which, Born in the USA, this next song, I was over in North Beach with DJ Q-Nut and an original brewer a few weeks ago, and we stopped in the record store near the restaurant we always go to, Cafe Sport, over there, and they had this album on vinyl, and I had to buy it. It was banned for a long time here in the United States, which is the name of the album, Banned in the USA. Here's Two Live Crew coming at you on ES Beats with Banned in the USA. Toodles.
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
you're saying that.
We've got white collar people trying to crap our style, saying we're too nasty and we're too live. Corrupted politicians playing games, bringing us down to boost their fame. They must be joking, thinking we were poor, but they're like flies moving the wall. We stand tall from beginning to end, with help from fans and all our friends. Freedom of speech will never die, for us to have our ancestors died. Don't keep thinking that we will quit, we'll always stand and never sit. We're too live, too black, too strong, doing the right thing and not the wrong. So listen up, y'all, to what we say, we won't be banned in the USA.
For adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18.
Luke's concerts are for adults.
If it's an adult show, you have to be 18. Our record is a year old, but with all the publicity, there's a lot of people, curiosity is around. We're selling records to a totally different audience.
I take a precaution that nobody else has. I stick up my album. I made two versions.
The First Amendment gave us freedom of speech. So what you're saying, it didn't include me? I like to party and have a good time. There's nothing but pleasure written in our rhyme. I know you don't think we'll ever quit. We got some people on our side that won't take your lip. We're gonna do all the things we wanna do. You can't stand to see a brother get as rich as you. This is the 90s and we're coming on strong, saying things and doing things that you're saying's wrong. Wising up, cause on election day, we'll see who's banned in the USA.
standing here, I want y'all to hit the floor. I got one thing to ask you and nothing more. So answer in English, if you can. Where were you born, man?
Huh? Where was I born?
That's right, I said, where were you born?
Hey, are you one of those dudes that do horoscopes, man? Hey, I'm a Cancer with a bad moon rising.
Right here, El Fago, watch my lips. Where were you born?
I was born in East L.A., man. I was born in East L.A.
Oh, yeah, you're born in East L.A. Well, let's see your green card, huh?
Green card? I'm from East L.A.
All right, well, then who's president of the United States?
Oh, that's easy, man. That guy that used to be on Death Valley days, John Wayne.
All right, let's go. Come on.
Cheech and Chong there with Born in East L.A. That was the fun block. We kicked things off with Band in the USA by Two Live Crew from their album Band in the USA, which I just got on vinyl. I'm not even going to play it tonight, actually, when we're playing poker. And then in the middle there, I had Leaders of the Free World by Elbow off their album Leaders of the Free World, the title track. And then Cheech and Chong with Born in East L.A. That was a fun little block for you there. I hope wherever you are doing well, no matter what time it is, because I know some people are in Central Time Zone, some people are in UK time zone, some people in Eastern time zone, but it's ES Beats time wherever you are. We've been with you for the last hour. We'll be with you for the next hour. Is that right? I've lost track of time. Oh, actually, we're already at 3:20. Wow, time is zipping away. I've got about 45 to 50 minutes of tunes left for you, and I'm so glad that you are spending your afternoon with me. I really appreciate it. I'm DJ ESB. I'm here every Saturday, usually with Original Brewer, sometimes with Q-Nut, rarely with Adam A now that she's at college, but the show goes on no matter who's here. And we've got guests in the studio today with DJ The Mots and Hill and Meatball. We're waiting for DJ Normie. We're not quite sure where. Yeah, I think he's picking up some drinks for the afternoon and evening ahead, coming back with me to the house. This next song, I went to go see this movie at the IMAX last Friday with my friend JR, who's also coming tonight for poker. And we both were blown away. Sometimes when you see a documentary, I think the best documentaries are the ones that you get you interested in a subject that you're not necessarily interested in beforehand. Those are the best ones, the docs that like bring you in and you learn something about something you're not really that interested in to begin with. This is not that documentary. This is something for people that love the band. And if you don't love the band, I don't know if you're going to get as much out of it as I did. Well, growing up, they were my favorite band for the longest time. And so this new movie, it's called Becoming Led Zeppelin. It's the first authorized documentary about the band. It's also the first time that they got John Bonham talking throughout. It was like they interviewed him the whole time. And it's all about the beginning of the band. It goes through, if I'm correct now, I might be wrong, it goes through Led Zeppelin 1 to 3. And the way it's built, the way the documentary runs, you really feel like there's going to be a second part and maybe even a third part. So I think the second part would be being Led Zeppelin, and then the third part would be the end of it, I guess. But the first, this movie, it's 2 hours long, maybe a little bit more. It's called Becoming Led Zeppelin. It's playing at IMAXs. It's also on regular cinema screens. I urge you, if you have any kind of inkling to like them, you should really go see it on the big screen. I think Sully went with Gwyn, DJ Gwyn, yesterday or the day before. We went opening weekend. It was phenomenal and reminded me how much I just love the band. Here's Led Zeppelin.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town. Bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of the dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how to keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head. He popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones. Put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right. He took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
That was the Snuts there with Gloria off their album last year, Millennials. It's a great album if you haven't heard it. It came out January of last year. Before that, we had Get Rhythm. I'm sure you've all heard that. Johnny Cash with the Tennessee 2. And before that was the Sundance Kid by Burt Bacharach off the Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid soundtrack. And then we kick things off with the fantastic Heartbreaker by Led Zeppelin off Led Zeppelin 2. And if you haven't seen it yet, I highly recommend going to check out Becoming Led Zeppelin, a great little documentary. Yes, it's very biased. It's all by the... It's always the way, right? When the artists have approved it, it's obviously going to be their version of events, but it's still great, and the music's fantastic. You should really check it out. You're listening to ES Beats. We're here every Saturday from 2 till 4 on RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission, the soul of San Francisco from the heart of the Mission. Joined in the studio today by DJ Hill and the Mots, with Meatball, who is going to town on the ball. And we're still waiting on Normie. He was supposed to be here at 3. He keeps getting closer and closer, but I think he's it's his birthday weekend. He's having a lot of fun. I think he's maybe stopping at bars along the way. He'll be here soon before we wrap things up here. This next song is for DJ Pop Ops, although I don't know if he knows this one as much. It's also for DJ Adame. I just found out that there's a concert happening, a festival, up in Oregon, in Redmond, Oregon, near Bend. And it's the July 18th and 19th. And it's called the Farewell Festival. It's got a country slant to it, maybe more outlaw country. So the headliner on the Friday is... oh, come on now, Richard. What is... No, it's the other... Tyler Childers. Thank you. And then on Saturday, Sturgill Simpson takes the stage as the headliner as Johnny Blue Skies. And Tanya Tucker's going to be there. It's a great lineup. I can't wait. And so DJ Adam May and I... on a whim yesterday, I bought tickets, so she and I are going to go. We're going to go up to this concert festival. It's about 8-hour drive or 9-hour drive from here, or we'll just fly up there. And there's a campground at the festival, so it's going to be a proper festival experience. I think we're going to take a couple of sleeping bags and a tent, the two of us, and go watch some country. And this next guy, one of my favorites. This is Sturgill Simpson, Last Man Standing. It's a short one. It's a great one. Toodles. That was the Phenomenal Cure there with the Caterpillar here on ES Beats. That was a fun little block there. We kick things off with Last Man Standing by Sturgill Simpson off his album Sound and Fury. If you haven't seen it, if you haven't heard it, it's really good. And my favorite thing about it is, and it was kind of tough to edit going from that song to the next, the whole album is like he's tuning the dial of a radio. So at the end of the song, you'll start hearing them changing the FM dial and going to the next song. It's really cool. And he made the whole song, the whole album is the soundtrack to an anime, which was on Netflix. And I think it might still be there if you look for it. But yeah, the whole thing was done as a soundtrack to an anime. It was like a concept album. And that's my favorite thing about Sturgill. You never know what you're going to get. Every album's different, even though he's got a very distinct sound with his voice. The songs that he makes, every album is so different. Like this new persona he's taken on with Johnny Blue Skies with the new album. It's almost there's almost like a Jimmy Buffett vibe to it. It's like, it's crazy. Like yacht rock meets country. Anyway, I love Sturgill. In the middle there, we had Taking It to the Streets live off their farewell tour, the Doobie Brothers. Excuse me, with the amazing voice of Michael McDonald there. In fact, I might do that on Monday. So Adam A. and Q-Nut are with, Original Brewer and Q-Nut are with Adam A. until Monday evening. I think on Monday I might watch Running Scared with Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines and the phenomenal Michael McDonald, Sweet Freedom, on the soundtrack when they go down to Key West. It's always a classic. All right, let's get back to some music before we wrap things up. You know, I haven't done a lot of talking. I played a lot of music. Wherever you are, I know we've got people tuned in from all over. It's always wonderful to see you in the chat room and texting me throughout the show. It means a lot, and I love that you spend 2 hours with me this week. It's great. And new listeners, wherever you are, thank you for joining us. I believe DJ Grandma's Tea Ladies, I think we might have got a couple of extras that joined in. It's always awesome. She does the afternoon tea every week. I don't know if it's every week, but she does afternoon tea with all the ladies out there in El Dorado Hills, and I believe some of them are tuned in today, so thanks so much for joining me. This next one is a brand new band for me. I didn't know them, and I've been listening to them a lot over the last 2 weeks. The name of the band, it's a weird one, is Sunday 1994. So the name of the band is Sunday, and then in parentheses, 1994, and then the song is Blonde, but it's only an EP. They don't have an album yet. They have an EP. I think it's got 8 or 9 tracks on it, and it came out early last year, and they're coming to San Francisco in April. The last week of April, they're playing the Rickshaw Stop. I think they're already sold out. It's at 7 o'clock. I was just looking online for tickets. I think I'm going to have to StubHub it, but I think they're great. I love their sound, and here is Blonde off their EP that came out last year. This is Sunday, 1994. You heard it here on ES Beats. Toodles.
sad song after this one.
Operate.